What If World is supported by our sponsors and by listeners like you on Patreon.
Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust? You need Shopify for retail. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Shopify's sleek, reliable POS hardware takes every major payment method and looks fabulous at the same time. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/lifestyle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/lifestyle to take your retail business to the next level today.
This week, we're replaying an old Kathunkle episode that I've always been very fond of. And I'm working on a shout-out for birthday boy Logan, who turned 9. Happy belated, Logan. Logan has a pug just like you, Mr. Eric, only his is named Myla. Well, hello to Myla, too. I got one last shout-out for Bradley, who's almost 9. He lives in Kentucky, loves Legos and music, and he plays the violin. Well, thank you, Bradley and birthday boy Logan, and we'll be back next week with a brand new episode. Enjoy!
What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today is a very special day because our story is going to be inspired by your artwork. Okay, we've got to announce our art contest winners. They are Charlotte, who asks, what if Ninja Turtles could fly and birds could cry, as well as Seth, who drew a picture and gave a very specific written description that goes as follows. The dragon is guarding the spider web for the spider while she's gone. At the bottom is a bubble bath to protect the dragon and snake in case they fall. They don't get hurt. The snake is a rattlesnake with wings. The bubble bath is just a play-in. Thank you, Charlotte and Seth. And then, of course, we have Peck, who only just wanted one of his favorite characters added to this story. So he drew 10 of them. Well, Peck, I picked one at random, and it happens to be Kathunkle. So thank you, Charlotte, Seth, Peck, and all of my submitters. I'm gonna do my best to sneak your names all into this story. So pay attention as we find out what if Ninja Turtles could fly and birds could cry, plus a dragon guards a spider web from Kathunkle.
Hi, friends. Are you looking for a storytime podcast with your littles? Something that has some great storytelling and maybe some conversation about it? Look no further. With Storytime with Philip and Mommy, my little guy Philip and I sit down every single day and read a story together. And we, of course, want you to join us. Grab your copy of the book, sit down, let's read it, and let's talk about it. We'll learn new words, we'll learn new ideas, and then we'll learn how we can use those stories in our lives. It's a lot of fun. Classics like Little Golden Books or Berenstain Bears, all the way up through the newest phenomenons like Bluey. We talk about them and we have a lot of laughs. It's a great time and we hope that you can come and join us. So please look for us and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Storytime with Philip and Mommy. Thanks so much. We'll see you there.
Are you looking for a podcast that your whole family can enjoy that asks the deep philosophical questions like, do trees fart?
If you are, then you'll love Tumble, a science podcast for kids. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Marshall. Join us as we explore stories of science discovery, from butts to animals, dinosaurs, astronomy, and everything in between.
You'll love these stories, and you'll learn something new.
Find and follow Tumble Science Podcast for Kids wherever you get your podcasts, or at sciencepodcastforkids.com.
Once upon a time, there was a songbird named Charlotte who thought that she was one of the most special songbirds around because she could fly.
Look at me, I'm flying,
she would say to anyone who could see her. And the first person she came across today was a great big rattlesnake named Seth.
I'm so sad.
I'm so sad.
Yay! I was singing my sad song alone.
I know, and I didn't want you to feel sad or alone, so I decided to sing with you, said Charlotte.
Well, it's my business being sad if I want to feel that way.
But why are you sad? You're a great big rattlesnake.
Why are you happy? You're a little songbird.
Well, that's simple. I'm happy because I can fly.
Huh, said Seth. I used to be happy because I could fly, and it made me feel special.
And dark little scaly wings that had been blending in with his skin suddenly unfolded and flapped so vigorously that he started hovering in the air.
Oh, wow. You can fly too. That's so special.
Nope, it's not that special in What If World. Almost everyone can fly.
Well, that's great.
You're young. You keep thinking that way. I'm just gonna buzz off.
And he started flying away.
Hey, where are you going?
To the safety bath.
Why?
To protect me in case I fall, but it's just to play in.
Well, which is it? To protect you or to play in?
You're young. You just don't understand these things.
And Seth flew off. Charlotte didn't feel quite so special now that she'd seen a flying snake. But she kept on flitting about, doing her best to sing a happy song. But it just didn't come out as happy as before.
Watch out.
Coming through!
Look up below!
She looked down to see four tortoises hustling through the woods. Well, hustling as fast as a tortoise can.
What's got you in all a hurry?
Do not slow us down.
We're on a mission.
It's a thing at the most important.
Yeah, we're the young mutated Sammer tortoise. Don't you mean the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle?
No.
No.
No. She means the young mutated Sammer tortoise. That's Peck Ridardo.
And he is Adam DeLuise.
I'm Sophia, and that's Maga Bridgio.
Those are weird names. It kind of sounds like you just put a bunch of other names together.
No.
What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, I hear it.
Regardless, we have a battle to fight. The young mutated Sammer tortoise are the only ones who can bring down the safety bath.
What's so bad about the safety bath?
Everyone who has ever been there
has never gotten out.
How do you know that if they haven't gotten out?
One presumes based off their absence.
But we have to go free them.
Okay. Well, if I fly really slow, I can lead you there.
That won't be necessary.
Yeah, we can all fly.
We're actually incredibly fast.
He's right.
And then all four of the young mutated Sammer tortoises sprouted wings from their tortoise shells and started flying even faster than Charlotte could.
They can fly faster than me too. So much for being special.
Hey, turtles!
Tortoises!
Whatever, wait up!
Charlotte took off after them, but they kept getting farther and farther ahead. She saw bubbles rising from a great lake off in the distance. And then she saw bright lights flashing. And she started to hear distant, kind of fun music.
What is going on?
She saw the four tortoises land and draw their samurai weapons, but then cool white mist spread through the lights, covering up the four young heroes. And Charlotte couldn't fly as fast as a great big tortoise or an even bigger rattlesnake, but she did her best to catch up. And as she got closer, she saw him,
Draco Max.
He was DJing, scratching records atop a few turntables that were all perched on a giant spider web.
Yo, it ain't Draco Max. It's Draco Sun.
Drac Orson?
No, like Draco Sun. It is hip.
Okay. Well, why are you playing music up here?
I think something bad is happening below the spider web.
I am protecting the spider web while the spider is away.
Are you just stuck in the spider web?
No, I'm protecting it and playing music for all of my friends below.
Can you even see them with all those bright lights and all that mist?
I make the mist. It slows down all the reptiles and amphibians and aquatic creatures.
Why would you want to slow them down?
For safety. This is the safety bubble bath.
And Draco Max started up a new song.
I don't know what's happening here, but I think you're under a spell too, Draco Max.
It's Draco, son!
Charlotte certainly wasn't as big as Draco Max, but at least she wasn't cold-blooded, and her fluffy feathers might keep her warm. She steeled herself and flew into the icy mist below. There was the rattlesnake, Seth. He was flying and dancing over a big lake that kept bubbling and bubbling. Then she saw the tortoises.
Pecridardo, Adam Deloise, Sofael Magabrigio.
Why are you so concerned?
Yes, we are entirely safe. But I thought you were going to free everyone from here.
They made us an offer we couldn't refuse.
They said,
we can dance. We can dance.
Everything out of control. No, you've got to snap out of it.
And one of the big bubbles coming up from the lake nearly snatched her.
Whoa, what's with these bubbles?
Yeah, bubbles are safe.
No one has ever been hurt by a bubble.
I don't know about that.
Charlotte flew around flying snakes and turtles and frogs.
Nice. Watch yourself.
You ain't looking where you're going, hurry.
Why don't you just stay and dance?
But she got closer and closer to the lake, and she saw beneath the surface...
A bird?
No, a kathunkle.
That's what I am, of course.
Well, what are you doing down there? I thought you were trapped on What Is World.
You seem to know an awful lot of What If World canon.
Everyone knows you're trapped on What Is World because you were bad.
I was trapped, but they opened a portal to What Is World last week. Right in Mr. Eric's bathroom.
Where in Mr. Eric's bathroom?
That's not important.
Was it the toilet?
Look, I'm supposed to be monologuing right now.
So you got here through Mr. Eric's toilet?
What does it matter whose toilet I got here through? It was the bathtub.
Sure, yeah.
Don't you want to know why I've trapped everyone here?
You're just gonna use all their flying powers to take over the world.
I'm sorry, you've guessed wrong.
She heard Draco Max's, Draco Son's voice in the distance.
This song will keep you having fun and not thinking about anything else.
So you're brainwashing them?
Actually, it's not my evil scheme at all. I just appeared here when I came back from What Is World.
Through Mr. Eric's toilet?
Through a teleportation pipe of mystical power.
Okay.
You see, there is a spider. Her name is Everlia Way. And she has trapped Draco Max and forced him to trap all of us.
But why?
No one knows, for she is Everlia Way in search of something else.
What am I supposed to do?
You are warm-blooded. His icy breath cannot keep you here. You must find a way to free him from the web.
Okay, but if I free you, will you be good?
Definitely for the rest of this story.
That's probably all we can guarantee. Okay, I'll do it.
And Charlotte flew back up through the cold mist, dodging past more flying reptiles and amphibians.
Don't you fly past my blue suede shoes.
Huh?
Ribbit.
Okay.
And back to Draco Max.
Draco-son.
Yes. Are you not satisfied with my jams?
No, your jams are fine, but you've got to stop breathing ice breath and help me get you out of this web.
But Everlia Way told me to stay.
I know, but I don't think she's coming back. So now we've got to take care of ourselves.
And Charlotte started tearing at the web with her tiny talons.
Little bird, you cannot free me.
Maybe not, but I've got to try.
Not even my magic breath can break this web.
But she tore at it all the same, using her talons and even her little beak to...
Oh, no. I'm stuck.
It was kind of you to try.
But I can't stay here forever.
Stop. No one here ever feels sad. I play wonderful music, and I breathe out all their favorite foods.
But no one here ever seems happy either.
What are you doing, little bird?
My
My name is Charlotte, and I'm crying.
Whatting?
I'm crying.
Ah, yes. I often cry because I cannot cry. It sounds like this. Boo, hoo, ooh.
You can't cry?
No one here can cry.
As her tiny cries shook the spider's web ever so slightly, the web shook back.
Strange.
Oh, what now?
And out of the mist at the far corner of the web, Charlotte saw a great, bright spider crawl towards them. Every foot of its body was a different colored light that shone in every direction.
I am Everly away. What are you doing, child?
I'm just crying. It's nothing special.
The multicolored lights shining off of Everly Away started to die down, and the steady stream of mist coming out of Dracomax's mouth finally stopped and started drifting away.
She cries.
That is nothing special. I can breathe salt water.
Dracomax, you really can't cry?
No one here remembers how to feel. So I let them dance. It seems a kinder fate than some.
But crying's easy.
And she heard Gathunkle swimming out of the lake finally.
Oh, and you can fly too?
Of course I can fly. I'm a being of unimaginable power. But I haven't cried in a long time, now that I think of it.
And all the dancing creatures were suddenly standing still and looking up through the web, now wet with icy dew, to see a little bird cry. And as the dew of Dracomax's breath started dripping down from the spider web like tears, all these slimy, silly, strange creatures started feeling.
Why do I always seek absolute power?
Why do we always seek to fight everything?
Why do I always get stuck in things?
Why do more tortoises sound like me?
And Dracomax, Kathunkle, Seth the Rattlesnake, Peckry Dardo, Adam Deloise, Sophael, Magabrigo, they were all crying.
Oh, little Charlotte, I wish you'd been caught in my web long ago.
And even Everly Away started crying.
Okay, guys, stop crying because then you're gonna make me cry.
It is feeling so good to finally cry.
And Everly Away touched her web with one sparkly leg, and Charlotte and Dracomax were free.
I hope someday there would come one who could teach us all to feel again.
Could you teach us to feel other things?
Yes, like how to be warm-blooded.
And how to enjoy a good sandwich.
And how to tie your tentacles.
And being quietly reflective.
Okay, well, some of those are feelings and some of those are just things.
Is not getting stuck in things a feeling?
Not exactly.
Well, can you teach me how not to get stuck in things?
I could try.
And Dracomax handed his headphones back to Everly Away. Everly lit up again with every color in the rainbow, then placed four of her spider legs atop the turntables. And Dracomax breathed out one last roaring mist as the music started playing. And all the creatures in that valley flew away, following little Charlotte. The end. All right, well, Seth and Charlotte, your ideas really helped inspire that story, and so did all of your art submissions. Orson, you might have noticed that yours just happened to fit perfectly, so I threw that one in there too. Folks at home, the best, easiest sign of support you can give us is just a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Tell us how we're doing. I read every single review. I'd like to thank Karen Marshall O'Keefe, my co-editor and producer, Jason O'Keefe for our artwork, Craig Martinson for our theme song, all of our guest artists one more time for their great work this week, and all you kids at home who know that superpowers and crazy games can't make you happy. Try listening to that little bird in you. It might not sound like Charlotte, might not even be a bird, but the better you understand your own feelings, the more amazing you can be. Until we meet again, keep wondering.
Calling all trivia nerds, Brittany here, and I host the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast with my best friend, Meredith. Is your next car ride looking like a snooze fest?
We've got the cure. 3 rounds of awesome trivia every week. Harry Potter, Disney, science, sports, you name it. No more silent car troubles. The Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. Connect, laugh, and learn with your kids, big and small. New episodes every week wherever you get your podcasts. Search for the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast.